WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more calm and a whole lot more confidence. Ever feel like communication is this minefield of misunderstandings? Like you're constantly walking on eggshells, afraid to say the wrong thing and send someone into an epic meltdown? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into the world of mindful communication and conflict resolution techniques because let's face it, learning how to talk things out effectively is a superpower in disguise. Think about it, clear communication can smooth over relationships, boost your career, and even help you avoid some seriously awkward situations. Now, I know what you're thinking, Logan, this sounds like another self-help cliche. But trust me, we're not just throwing around buzzwords here. We're going to equip you with practical strategies that you can actually use in your daily life. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate the world of mindful communication. Number 1. Listen actively. I'm not talking about just hearing the words someone is saying and talking about truly understanding their message, both verbal and nonverbal. This means paying attention to their tone of voice, body language, and even the emotions they're expressing. You know that feeling when someone talks to you, but it feels like they're not really listening. Yeah, avoid being that person. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, show them that you're genuinely invested in what they have to say. Number 2. Speak with intention. Think before you speak. Choose your words carefully and consider how they might be perceived by the other person. Avoid using accusatory language or making assumptions. Instead, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs in a clear and respectful way. You know that saying, I feel, instead of you make me? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Number 3. Practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding their point of view can help you find common ground and work towards a resolution. Think about it like this. We're all human beings with our own unique experiences and perspectives. By acknowledging that, we can create a more understanding and compassionate environment for everyone. Number 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. Assertiveness is about clearly communicating your needs and boundaries while still respecting the other person's rights. It's not about being pushy or demanding, it's about finding a balance where both parties feel heard and valued. You know that feeling when you finally stand up for yourself and say what needs to be said? That's the power of assertiveness. And lastly, number 5. Know when to take a break. Sometimes, the best way to resolve a conflict is to step away from it for a while and cool down. This gives both parties time to process their emotions and think things through rationally. Trust me, taking a time out can save you from saying something you'll regret later. So, let's say you're having a disagreement with your roommate about chores. It's Friday night, everyone is tired and stressed, and suddenly the pile of dirty dishes becomes the center of an epic battle of wills. Instead of letting things escalate, remember these techniques. Take a deep breath. Listen actively to your roommate's perspective even if it's driving you crazy. Express your own feelings clearly and respectfully, and try to find a compromise that works for both of you. Maybe suggest taking turns with certain chores or setting up a cleaning schedule. Remember, communication is key. Remember, folks, building calm confidence isn't about becoming some perfect and flappable being. It's about learning practical skills that help us navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and resilience. So, put these mindful communication techniques into action today, and watch as your relationships flourish, your conflicts become less daunting, and your overall sense of peace and well-being grows stronger. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some communication wisdom, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep on rocking those conversations.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.